I am elated to be here with you on today, to be able to share in the Word of God, to be able to speak to violence and to the various things that comes against us in life that sometimes causes us to lose our footing. And so I have a subject, and it is Women of Power Destined to Win. And I chose this particular topic because I want us to know as women that whatever the experience of life, it never negates our ability to move forward to win. As women by design, we've been designed with intention and purpose. Our life course has been set by God Himself. His hand, His spirit, His power is all wrapped inside of you as we navigate through time. And as our text tells us in Psalms 139, that God Himself put us together, made us delicate, put our inner parts, knit us together in our mother's womb. And we have to take a moment and take a pause to thank God for the things that He has done in us before we were even a who, a what, or even a where. And when we take that and take that into consideration, it helps us to understand that our power that we possess is nothing from the outside, but it's everything on the inside. And when our inside is strong, regardless of what happens to us on the outside, oh yeah, you may hurt me with your words. Oh yeah, you may hurt me with your hands, but you can't kill or hurt what God has placed inside of me. And if I hold on to that and understand that that's part of my destiny, that I can make it through whatever. Our power as women has been by divine design. God Himself divinely designed us. And as we understand how we were created and what he has put in us and made us to be, it would help us to be able to navigate through. We were created with purpose. We were made from the purest form of love. We were created and are able to reproduce. Now, I want to tell you, this is something interesting to me. We're able to carry a seed. We're able to nurture it and sustain it. We're able to help it grow and help it thrive through time. And, you know, it's really interesting about us as women, because if you give us some food, we can prepare you a meal. If you give us a house, we know how to turn it into a home. That's because that's part of who we are. You give us a seed, we can, with the power of God, God has given us the ability to cultivate that, to be able to nurture it, to sustain it. So our power is vast. Our power is great. Our power is to impact eternal things and not to focus on what happens. What happens to us when we understand that we have this great power? I tend to think that life happens. Life happens to us. And where we were thriving and surviving, hard blows comes, violence comes, people's words come. Our experience may not tell us the positive things about who we are. We tend to drift. When abuse happens and rejection happens and abandonment happens and neglect happens and violence happens, sometimes it tends to thwart our very existence of who we are. But I came today because it seems like sometimes we even feel like we disappear, that we're invisible. But I came today to give us a reminder of who we are and how victorious we are, how victorious we can stand, even in the midst of hatred, even in the midst of violence. There's a woman in the Bible that I want to highlight right in the middle of looking at how God has made us and how God has created us. and understanding that we have been made by him and created by him. It's the woman at the well. She's found in the book of John. And when we read about her, we can understand then what happens when perilous situations come against us. She's at the well, and Jesus is on his way and stops and says, I have to go through Samaria. I'm excited about that. It excites me because in the midst of our trials, in the midst of the things that happens to us, in the midst of people degrading us and putting us down, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ can take the time to come see about us. Not only will he come see about us, but he talks to us, he speaks to us, and he wants to remind us of who the Father himself made us to be. This dialogue with the woman at the well is very imperative because we understand her background. We understand that the person that she was with wasn't hers. And we understand that the person that she had come to be was out of a negative experience. We understand that she's one of the ones that has felt like she was lost, and she's one of the ones that may have been persecuted. She's one of the ones who had heard negative words. She's one of the ones that had been denigrated. She's one of the ones that has been abused. She's one of the ones, I'm sure, that had witnessed violence. And here she is at the well. And here is our master coming to the well specifically to see about her. Now, here's the interesting thing about her. And this is the interesting thing that I feel that we can walk away with in knowing her. The interesting thing about her is she had taken what she had been given, and it had become such a burden to her. Her life experience didn't allow her to celebrate what Psalms 139 says. You're made great by God, and he put you together. And her experience was not that. And she had allowed the experience of life to redefine who she really was. And so she had become burdened. She had become despondent. She had become a woman who couldn't lift up her head, who couldn't go out in the early morning with the rest of the women, but would have to come out in the middle of the day alone. She bore a lot of shame. But in the midst of what she bore, Jesus had to come to remind her of who she was and how she was made. Isn't it something that when we're at our lowest, that our Lord and Savior knows how to come right where we are? I have to go through Louisville Presbyterian Seminary because there's some people there that need to hear from me. I have to go through Louisville, Kentucky. I have to come through this particular area because there's some people there that have been victimized by various life issues. I have to go back. I have to make sure that I get there so that I can restore my daughters. I have to go back because my female daughters have been denigrated to the point of not knowing who they are, or have allowed that violence to silence their voices. So I have to go through this particular area. I love it that Christ came through Samaria to see all about her. Not only did he come to see about her, but he came to make sure that what was in her, what God had placed inside of her, was reignited. And I believe that's part of the assignment of what this week represents. It represents all the things that has happened, but it also represents that we have a God that knows how to restore, that we have a God that knows how to replenish, that we have a God that knows how to lift us up, that we serve a God that when we thirst, He has the water that is needed. Not the thirst that we need just physically, but the spiritual thirst that can wash away everything that may have happened to us, that can wash the very essence of our soul. Isn't that good news that we serve a Christ that has the ability that whatever negative force has come against us, that he has the ability to wash it away? The second text that I picked was, who told you that you were naked? It's important for us to understand that we do not have to take on whatever the enemy's force comes against us. We don't have to believe those words. Or we don't have to believe their actions towards us. We don't have to pick up the victim mentality. But we come to understand that in your attempt to victimize me, I have great victory. And it doesn't rest with what you say. Neither does it rest with what you think about me. As a matter of fact, it started before you and I even got here. And if Almighty God could knit me together and put me in a womb and send me forward, there's nothing that you can do or say that can stop the will of God on and for my life. Oh, I believe that's good news in here this morning. I believe that that's what true revival and true restoration is really all about. When we look at the woman at the well, she had allowed the words to make her feel as though she was naked. But I came to tell you today that after her encounter with God, that which burdened her became her greatest victory. Can I tell you, and I'm a walker, and I hope you're okay with that this morning, but can I tell you that the thing that came to oppress her, the thing that came to knock her back, the people who talked about her, the people who denigrated her, the people in Samaria and in the village where she lived who put her down, who told her she was nobody, who particularly let her know that she was less than, that she was the left out. Can I tell you, she put that on in her spirit and it bowed her head after she met Christ. Can I tell you that a shift took place? I need to know in this room, how many of us need to make the shift? There's a shift that needs to take place. What is the shift? The very thing that was on her back, the very thing that had become her burden, was supposed to be the very thing that she was supposed to birth. The very men who tried to put her in her place, the very people who tried to make her think that she was less than, and she took it. And it made her feel naked until she met the Master. When she met the Master, a great shift happened. What happened, Cassandra? It went from being a burden off of her back to her understanding that it was a seed that was in her spirit. What do you mean a great shift happened? It went from being their words denigrating her to her understanding that she was supposed to carry them forward. What do you mean, Cassandra? After her encounter with Christ, that which was a burden, it now became her seed. The Bible says she came to the well to pick up water. And her pot, she. And the Bible also records that she runs back to the city. See, if I was a runner, if I had my tennis shoes on in here, I would run and I would pick up every word that is on the floor. And I would take those words and reshape those words and make a shift with those words and understand that those very things that came to put her down and to make her feel less than was the very thing that she used to change the city. A shift happened that day. She went from being burdened. She went from being a victim to truly victorious. And not only did she find herself and understand that she was clothed with everything that God intended for her to have, but then she did something miraculous. She started birthing people. The very thing that put her down was the very thing that she used to deliver others. The very thing that went to make her feel lost was the very thing that she used to help others to be found. I hope you guys are hearing me in here this morning. The very thing that made her feel less than was the very thing that made her feel more powerful. When she met the master, she gathered up everything that had been used against her. I hope someone is listening in here this morning, because the very thing that has been used against you, if you run and gather that stuff up, and you give it to the master, and you allow him to wash your soul and purify the essence of who you are, if you allow him to restore you so that you can remember that you were created in the purest form of love from the Father, that God put his hands on you, and because his hands was put on you, there's no other hand that can redefine you. There's no other hand that can remake you. There's no other hand that can make you be anything but who God created you to be. And when you get that, then you also understand that you can use that very thing to help deliver. Isn't that great news? And so I'm so glad this morning that we are honoring the victims of domestic violence, that we are honoring those that may have been abused, that we are honoring those that may have been victimized, that those that have been sexually abused, that those that have been abandoned and rejected, that those people that have been hit on, those people that have been put down, that we understand that, yes, that does hurt my heart, but it doesn't have the power to redefine who I am as a woman. The only person that can do that is Almighty God. And so when things happen to us, we go back to our Creator, our Maker, and allow him to speak those words that washes our soul. What happens? We understand then that we're women of power. And we understand that we're destined to win. You are destined to win. And there's no devil in hell that can stop the will of God for your life.